Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting second. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting third. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The DH, Carmelo Castillo. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Greg Swindell. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting second. The third baseman, Dale Sviam. Batting third. The left fielder, Glenn Braggs. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Schroeder. Batting sixth. The DH, Gorman Thomas. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ernie Riles. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Cerrone. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Juan Neves. And now, play ball. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Deer fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Deer. Bernazard moves to third. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a line drive into left field. Braggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bernazard scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Deer. Carter reaches second base with a double. Franco moves to third. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive to left field. Braggs throws towards third. Sviam fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Sviam. Franco scores. Carter moves to third. Snyder moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles misplays the ball. That's an error on Riles. Carter scores. Snyder scores. Tabler moves to second. It's 4-0, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tabler scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Indians. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jacoby moves to second. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Neves. Jacoby moves to third. Castillo moves to second. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jacoby scores. Castillo scores. It's 7-0, Indians. Mark Knudsen now pitching. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Allenson moves to second. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-1 in the game. Butler hits a fly ball into left field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a pop-up towards first. Tabler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviem strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Carter hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-0, Indians. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sviem fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sviem juggles the ball. That's an error on Sviem. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Castillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer strikes out. One out. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Allenson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bernazard hits a line drive into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-2 in the game. Butler hits a fly ball into left field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner strikes out. Two outs. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder strikes out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Tabler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Deer. Tabler reaches second base with a double. Carter moves to third. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jacoby is walked intentionally. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it and throws to second for the out. Carter scores. Tabler moves to third. Two outs. It's 10-0, Indians. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Allenson hits a line drive towards third. Sviam reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tabler settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Tabler. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 0-for-1 in the game. Sviam hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Braggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0-for-1 in the game. Deer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the Indians 10, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Schroeder scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bernazard for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-3 in the game. Butler hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Franco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Carter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 12-0, Indians. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0-for-1 in the game. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Schroeder moves to second. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0-for-1 in the game. Riles hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Riles reaches second base with a double. Schroeder scores. There goes Thomas trying to get to home. Butler throws the ball into Bernazard, who relays the ball to Allenson, who tags Thomas, who came all the way from first, for the out. One out. It's 12-1, Indians. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Riles moves to third. Two outs. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0-for-1 in the game. Cerrone hits a pop-up off the glove of Bernazard, and into shallow right field. Cerrone reaches second base with a double. Riles scores. It's 12-2, Indians. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Brewers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Tabler hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jacoby hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 13-2, Indians. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Castillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Allenson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Allenson reaches second base with a double. Castillo goes all the way around to score. It's 14-2, Indians. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Bernazard hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 16-2, Indians. Tim Leary now pitching. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-4 in the game. Butler hits a pop-up towards short. Riles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otis Nixon pinch hits for Julio Franco. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 16, and the Brewers 2. the Brewers will come to bat. Fran Mullins now playing shortstop. Otis Nixon now playing center field. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 0 for 2 in the game. Sviam hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 16-3, Indians. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Braggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Braggs moves to second. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deere is 0 for 2 in the game. Deere takes first base on ball 4. Don Schultz now pitching. Cecil Cooper pinch hits for Bill Schroeder. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is called out on strikes. One out. Ben Ogilvie pinch hits for Gorman Thomas. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie takes first base on ball 4. Braggs moves to third. Deere moves to second. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Braggs scores. Deere moves to third. Ogilvie moves to second. Two outs. It's 16-4, Indians. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gantner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 16-7, Indians. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cerrone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 16, and the Brewers 7. The Indians will come to bat. Cecil Cooper now playing first base. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 4 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Carter hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Braggs fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Braggs. Carter moves to third. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carter scores. It's 17-7, Indians. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Snyder moves to third. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leary has Snyder trapped. There's the throw to Cerrone and over to Sviam, who tags Snyder for the out. Tabler moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Castillo strikes out. Two outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 17, and the Brewers 7. the Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 3 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sviam takes first base on ball 4. Yount moves to second. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Braggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yount scores. Sviam moves to second. It's 17-8, Indians. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Deer hits a pop-up towards short. Mullins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ogilvie hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Allenson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 17, and the Brewers 8. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2 for 5 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Fran Mullins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sviam fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sviam fields it and throws to first for the out. Mullins moves to second. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 5 for 5 in the game, with a single, two doubles, and two home runs. He's got four RBIs. Carter is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 17, and the Brewers 8. The Brewers will come to bat. Brian Olker's now pitching. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Riles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby juggles the ball. That's an error on Jacoby. Cerrone moves to second. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sviam is hit by the pitch. Cerrone moves to third. Yount moves to second. Rich Yett now pitching. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Braggs hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 17, and the Brewers 8. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Clear now pitching. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Snyder moves to second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sviam fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Snyder moves to third. 2 outs. Mel Hall pinch hits for Carmelo Castillo. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 17, and the Brewers 8. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Deer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 17-9, Indians. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Ogilvy hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Riles strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 17, and Milwaukee Brewers, 9. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.